This is Tom Rowe with the local news for WGXC for Saturday, August 31st, 2013. Scenic Hudson announced on Thursday, August 29th, that the conservation group has acquired 173 acres in Greenport that impact the local public water supply. The property features forests, clay bluffs, a 65-acre complex of tidal and freshwater wetlands, and over a mile of frontage along the main channel of South Bay Creek. That creek flows into the Hudson River through South Bay and the city of Hudson. The land purifies and replenishes the aquifer for Greenport's drinking water, with those wellheads located on adjacent property. A portion of the property also is visible from the Alana State Historic Site, whose vistas, according to Scenic Hudson, quote, contribute significantly to its popularity as one of the region's top tourism destinations, attracting more than 170,000 visitors annually and generating nearly $8 million of economic stimulus each year in surrounding communities. Since 1992, Scenic Hudson and its conservation partners have protected more than 2,400 acres visible from Alana, unquote. WGXC is organizing a fundraiser with Alana in September, full disclosure. The newly acquired land is just east of 148 Scenic Hudson protected acres in the South Bay watershed and next to the state-designated South Bay Creek and Marsh Significant Coastal Fish and Wildlife Habitat. Scenic Hudson says it plans to conduct outreach with local residents and community leaders to learn more about how people would like to see these lands managed. They say one possible idea is to link trails along a larger, quote, cultural and conservation corridor, unquote, between the city of Hudson, South Bay Creek, Alana, the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, the village of Catskill, and the Ramshorn Livingston Sanctuary. In this week's Media Moments, Congressman Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, was at the WGXC Hudson studio Wednesday, August 28th, and spoke about the surveillance state. He says he's in favor of the Bill of Rights in this interview.
Well, here's the thing. NSA. Know, I mentioned at the outset that the three goals that we're advancing and that I think unites our district is to grow this economy, to move back to a balanced budget, and to protect freedoms from threats from abroad, but also from encroachment on our Bill of Rights, on our freedoms at home. My record is very clear in support of the Bill of Rights, all of right. the Bill of Rights. So as it relates to the NSA, this latest dust-up, I would tell you that some folks, including in our district and myself, we've been on this for some time. You know, 6 weeks after getting to the Congress, the Patriot Act was up for reauthorization. And, you know, it was presented to me. Leadership said, look, everybody's going to vote for this. We're just going to reauthorize it for 3 years and we're going to move on. And I said, hold on. You know, I'm going to read this. And when I went through the Patriot Act, there were provisions in the Patriot Act. Well, there was one provision facially unconstitutional. It had to do with roving wiretaps and the fact that a general description for a warrant would do. Now, if you believe that, you've got to change the Constitution because the last clause of the Fourth Amendment is very clear. You need specificity in terms of person, place, and thing. General description doesn't work. Yeah. So that aspect of the Patriot Act was facially unconstitutional.
12. Cumulus Media is selling off five Hudson Valley radio stations, PDH-FM, WRRV-FM, Old East Station 1390 AM, Country Station The Wolf, and Mix 97.7 FM, all based near Poughkeepsie, to Town Square Media, a smaller media company. Cumulus is raising cash to buy syndicator Dial Global and challenge Clear Channel's premier networks, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Columbia County Fair is making a lot of noise in Chatham all weekend, and the Columbia County 911 Emergency Communications Team is hosting a booth there and will be available all weekend for questions. You're tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.